TV Media Magazine Studio.
It's Fashion Sense with Vanessa Rosales.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Okay, I am so sorry. I'm sorry we are late tonight by 25 minutes. We were just having some issues, right?
Tell me about it.
Okay, keep going. We are here with our special guest, of course, Gabriel. Introduce yourself to us.
Okay. So I'm Gabriel Gutierrez, dancer here in the Oak Cliff area for Iconic Dancers. And choreographer now.
And choreographer, yes.
But who am I here with? What if nobody knows you? Come on now.
Yes, some people don't know me. And, you know, I'm Vanessa Rosales. I am seen on the Media Magazine on pages 20 and 24, I think. The one with the pink has a meaning and story to be told issue. And I have been modeling for almost 2 years. Let's keep talking about you because you said you were a choreographer now that, you know,
a little thing on the side.
Guys, he did this choreography for Iconic Dance Group. Dance group, not cadets.
Yeah, dance group. Get it right. Not like the DJ from yesterday.
No,
Iconic
wait, no,
cadets. Okay. But
you choreographed. What did you?
I choreographed a huapango and tribal. I think, I'm pretty sure it was a tribal. It was called Tribal Madness. So, but you know, it was a really cool experience. You know, getting to teach everybody else the dance that you made, and you know, getting to see other people who are older than you and like have longer times, like Hector, my boss. Like, it's cool to have him tell you that, oh, you did really good in it, or like, I'm proud of you, you know. Yeah. So that's really cool. You know, it's just an awesome experience to actually make a dance and also perform it. Yeah. Especially on an expo, like, it was my first time being in the front.
And he was in the front. That was so nice.
Pro.
I got there. I was running late, actually, and I got in the front, right, where we were supposed to get our tickets, and my hairpiece was falling off, and I was running late already. I had gotten free tickets, and I was like, please, like, let me in, and I had heard Iconic Cadets. Cadets. You know, they labeled them as cadets, although they're pro dancers. But they had mentioned them, and I was like, look, I really need to go, like, please, can you put my hairpiece back on, and like, you could find me later. Like, she was like, okay, it's okay, you could go and like come back later. And I went up to the front running. I started recording. Well, I didn't actually record the first ones. I'm sorry about that. I was more worried about recording you, okay? But I did. And it was so cute. I love seeing you dance. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And then I got to see you in the back because I had to hurry up and change.
But it looked really pretty, like, yeah, your corset and also the dress that they were putting on.
It was so pretty. It was a green dress, like a, what type of green? I
don't know. Emerald green.
Emerald green with a lot of fluff, a very long tail. I loved the tail. I love really modeling tails. Oh my god. But yeah, I loved it, and it was just so beautiful. It was part of Yareli's boutique, and the corset, it was La Casa de Corsets. I've modeled with them also, and that's so cute. But we will be coming right back after the short break, talking about what we are wearing, because you are looking extra fancy. I'm looking a little fancy.
Fancy with the little silk pink dress, matching.
But we will be right back.
Estoy loco por tocarte, pero no me atrevo a textearte. Tú solo bailas en
siento, siempre te siento.
Sense with Vanessa Rosales.
Hello, welcome back. So, let's describe what we're wearing. What are you wearing, Gabriel?
Okay, so, you know, keeping it casual, you know. Wait, not casual, not actually, casual. Not casual.
Like, this is not casual.
Not original. What's the name? Some light. We're just gonna call it some light. Some black slacks, black dress shoes, you know, with a
nice belt,
pink, like a belt, yeah, black belt, a pink shirt,
yeah,
and you know, a blazer that I'm not wearing, but
because it's, I know, a,
I think
hot.
It looks better, yeah, yeah. You look great. Matching with Vane, you know, matching,
yes,
with Vane, the
pink. We're matching.
Next thing. What are you wearing? Tell them what you're wearing.
I am wearing a somewhat pink champagne dress, cute silk. I am also wearing black heels that have like cute little chains on them. They're awesome, except I haven't practiced walking in these like I do with the other heels, so I do feel like I'm falling, but it's okay. I also have this little chal. I don't know how to say it in English. How do you say chal? Shawl?
Shawl? Let's call it a mini sweater.
Yeah. A mini sweater. Okay. I have this cute little mini sweater that is black on, so it matches my shoes and it's like really cute. I actually forgot my purse that I was supposed to bring. I forgot a lot of things. I forgot to put on my earrings, which I think like makes up a little, like, you know, makes,
you know, a little extra touch to it.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it just makes it look cuter. But I also do have my necklace that says Vanessa on it. That's also rose gold, and it's like really pretty. I'm getting new glasses, guys, and honestly, they would have matched this outfit
a lot. Yeah. Bedazzled pink.
Right, bedazzled, yeah. Yes. Anyways, so I wanted to ask, since we're being formal, what do you think is like it for 15s, you know, formal, vaquero, what's...
I don't know, you can never go wrong with formal, but in my opinion, I think I like vaquero more, you know, there's just something about it, just something about being able to dress that way and, you know, being able to go somewhat formal, but still be able to dance and everything. Because like when you wear regular formal clothes, you know, you really can't dance in them.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about dancing when you go to 15s. And the food. And but the dancing. But dancing.
As a dancer, you say that because, you know, you're like, I love being able
life,
to move.
Dancing is life.
Yeah.
But what about you? What do you think?
I like formal. I like dressing up. I like dressing up. I just like feeling pretty in like everything I wear. And since I don't really wear dresses like often, I'm like, oh my god, I get to buy a pretty dress, you know, like something for a nice event. Personally, I like formal. Also, because like it's movable to me, you know. I don't like
it's movable.
Like yeah, like well, with my dresses, because I get like flowy dresses. I like flowy dresses. Okay, I don't really do tight dresses, but
Well, I like when I wear formal clothes, I like it fitting. Like I like it tight in a way, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on the season too. I think it depends.
Right, when it's hot, I hate wearing anything that's like formal or vaquero or like any. I hate wearing anything in general.
Yeah.
Like,
I get you. It's hot. The Texas weather, it gets to you.
It was so hot in the morning. I mean, in the afternoon. Like, I was about to tell you not to wear this because I didn't really want to.
Because it was hot. Pero ya se pone fresco. But yeah, I do think that everything does change throughout the seasons, right? Like, I feel more flowy dresses are in the spring. Tighter dresses are in the fall. Like, semi.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
See, like, I'm learning so much from this.
I see it more, at least. But we will come right back after this short break. More about long and short dresses, which are preferred. And do your nails have something to say about what you wear?
Most definitely.
Okay.
We'll say something right back.
We'll be right back.
Happy you can.
from the Nivea Magazine Studio.
It's Fashion Sense with Vanessa Rosales.
Welcome back, everyone. So we had just finished off on long dresses or short dresses. What do you think about short dresses as a dancer?
Okay, so you mean about
long dresses, whatever you want to say.
About both of them. I don't really like long dresses as a dancer, or like really big dresses. Like I had an event where the girl had, it was twins.
Oh.
So they both had really long dresses, like it was like wedding dress type. And we couldn't even move, we couldn't even dance. I don't like, that's the reason why I don't like long dresses, like in general, or like super super big dresses, because it's like super hard to work around, and like just one little thing can mess it up, or like you trip on the fabric, because I've done that before. But you know, gotta make it look part of the show. So I do prefer short dresses, just because, you know, it's easier to walk around, it's easier
maneuver.
To pick up and maneuver, yeah. But what do you think?
Honestly, I like how I look in long dresses. Like, you could see my shape. You know, I love that. Cause,
yeah.
You know?
I agree.
But I also like short dresses because I also like dancing. I know. Shocker.
Oh, my God. I never would have known that.
Oh, my God. But... yeah, I like short dresses because I like just maneuvering around, you know. But I think it all depends on the design for me, or the color. Like, what colors do you think are in right now?
I've seen a lot of red dresses. I'm not even going to lie. I've done like 2-3 red dresses. No, like four. Like red four-ish dresses? Red dresses already.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I've seen a lot of red dresses. I was actually thinking, I'm like, I should give me a red dress. You know?
No. No, I don't like red. Like, in like me personally. Like, really? To wear, just because, like, it, what's it
you
called?
You look good in burgundy,
it
though.
It brings like out, like, burgundy, yeah, but that's, like, burgundy.
Yeah.
You know, like, really, like,
you mean,
the
like,
bright
red, like, that red?
Yeah, like the cover of the Media magazine, you know, that.
Yeah.
I don't really like it, because I look weird. Like, it makes me look weird. But, yeah. But yes. I think red, or like, I feel like red is a basic color that like, you'll always see it around, like regardless of the...
I wear blue like, a lot.
Time.
I'm the total opposite. I wear blue like all the time. If not pink. I love pink. But I wear blue a lot. So.
That's. Everybody tells you, oh my God, everybody tells you look great in blue. Like they never put you in pink. Mm-hmm. And pink is your favorite color.
Yeah. But. Okay. So. What dresses are in for the springtime?
I feel like short dresses. Or like, oh, I saw a dress yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was like cropped. Like the thingy on top. What's the name of it?
Was it like a corset?
Yeah, the corset. Uh-huh. Like it was like it was cropped. It was literally a cropped corset. And you could see the dress. And it was like really cool. It was a girl that goes to my school. And I think like, and it was purple.
Oh, I think I've seen it.
Yeah, it looks really pretty.
That's cute.
That's my first time seeing a dress like that. I think really, that's pretty cool. Like I hope that's like a new trend or something.
Actually, I have some crop dresses that are like two-piece. I don't know if I still have them. I don't know. I don't really wear dresses that often, so yeah.
Are those violins? Like, how are we gonna match?
Oh yeah, we're matching this weekend, is it?
Today and this weekend
we're matching. But we had also mentioned about nails. Do your nails have something to say about what you wear? Like,
yeah.
Do they have? I mean, for
girls, I'm not a girl, right? But if I were a girl, I would want to match my nails with my clothes.
Yeah, most definitely, guys. My nails, by the way, are like French tip pink. For those who get it.
Yeah, you get that French tip, 1 inch. Yeah, I know.
This is
highlighter pink.
Yeah, it is a highlighter pink, and I wanted a light pink, y'all. I wanted a light pink. I'm a light type of girl. But like, I got hot pink.
When are you getting those 1.5 almond sky blue nails?
What?
Yeah. You know, I know nail talk too. I know nail talk too.
What's 1.5?
That's the size of the nail.
I don't think that's an actual size. I use 1-2-3, not 1.5. And I do small, well, okay, you know what, I'm a nail tech myself too, but We're not going to get into that because our topic is fashion. Our topic is fashion. And yes, I think your nails somewhat have to match what you wear. So I try to keep them neutral sometimes, you know, mostly since I do a lot of fashion shows. You know,
you can have some pink nails, you know.
They don't want me to wear nails. Like, they don't like me wearing nails. They tell me, like, nope. But I rebel. I'm rebellious.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say? Is this? Okay, well. Okay, no, we still got time. Okay, I was just making sure we had time. I'm sorry. What do you think about heels? Heels or no heels?
Depends. Like, are you going to... It's because, I don't know, me personally, I think they're pretty, like, if you're going to go stand somewhere and look pretty.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to go dance or, like, if you're going to be more active, like, you know, you get it easy. You know, you're a model. You're used in heels. But, like, you know, the regular average person.
Y'all, I used to stand in heels for, like, 8 hours for a class. I'm not even going to lie. 8 hours with heels.
8 hours in class?
With heels, yes. And then for the expos, like last expo, I just stood like amazingly though. I stood like awesome. but I did that for 3 hours in heels. No, I didn't do it in heels actually because they couldn't see my feet. So, and they didn't require me to have heels, but I would have stood with heels.
Exactly. Yeah. So you would say that without heels.
Honestly, without heels, it's more comfortable. But if you want to look pretty like me right now with my heels that look shiny, I love shiny things.
Okay.
But we will keep up with this heel topic once we come back. Okay.
Información y mucho más. música, información y mucho más.
And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
It's Fashion Sense with Vanessa Rosales.
Hello, I am back, everyone. I know y'all missed me. So it's Jose? Is it Jose? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jose was talking about the 15 we went to, and that 15 I wore heels actually, and I could not dance.
Exactly. Like, look, even from you it's coming.
I couldn't dance because they're also the heels I don't usually maneuver around with. They're just there for show. And I brought my huaraches with me because, you know, I knew I wanted to dance because, you know, I went with you. So knowing him, he has so much energy.
We were going to dance all night. Like, I remember this one time, I think I stopped dancing at 2 in the morning.
Really? Oh, my God. No.
Like, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you just get the energy.
He has so much energy. Darcy was like, another one?
Keep like, going.
Like, when are you going to take a break?
I don't even take breaks. It's because I'm pro dance. I'm just like that for real.
Pro dancer like for real, for real.
I don't know. I really like those, what's it called? Those quinces where, like, there's a lot of people, like, normally open invites because they're funny.
I'm sorry. His mom just texted me. And she made a comment.
I think she's just hating. Come on now. I look amazing funny. Today.
If she's listening to it right now.
I look great.
Hola.
Hola, mama. ¿Cómo estás?
Yeah.
It's not that funny, man. Come on now. Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now. So let's continue. Oh, so I was right. Okay, I proved my point.
Yeah, he proved his point that heels can be tiring. And
we should make a TikTok.
About heels?
What? We should. Like, I don't know. Like heels at the baile or something.
This man comes up with random ideas and now we have a shared notes just like with a bunch of ideas.
It's because we obviously get ideas and we never do them because
Nah.
I want to start the YouTube and then you don't want to start it.
I didn't say anything. Come on up. Y'all, it's supposed to be his account. So you know what? We're not going to get into that right now.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Since you were talking about heels, right? You get so tired. I'm asking him a question. What about when you have to wear boots?
You get tired, but you just got to deal with it. Let's be so for real. It's worth it. It's very much worth the pain. Especially, like, they don't hurt as much while you're dancing. Mm-hmm. I'm just zapateando because that does hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't keep going. But I still keep dancing. You know, you never stop.
Personally, I don't like wearing boots. You know, like...
Me neither, honestly. Like,
that's why I wear my huaraches. Because they're more slippy and slidey.
I like hey dudes. I like hey dudes to dance. Like, I feel like it gives you more range of motion and everything. But you can never go wrong with boots. They're just like, you know, a classic.
But you know, when you step on my toes, you know, it hurt a little. No.
Okay.
It's also my fault because I don't know how to dance.
Come on.
I stepped into that.
I'll take part for that. But I like boots. I don't like them at the same time. It's a little hidden relationship with boots. And
yeah.
I can keep going all night. Like, talking about dancing, I can keep going all night. Like, I will continue talking about dancing. Like, I'm making new choreo, guys. New choreo for the iconic Huapango group. You know, there's the... I'm trying to start, like, a mini group
for,
like, Huapangueros. So we can go to, like, Tribal contest and Huapango contest at 01. You know, for the exposure, you know. Because not a lot of people know what's here.
Yeah, they gotta know about you. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be the hottest group in the Metroplex.
You're gonna put on your radio voice?
Iconic dancers. Okay, I'll stop.
But you do a lot of expos. You're new to it, no? Like,
no, I'm a pro.
How many expos have you done?
I've been like in five, no, mm-hmm. four. Yeah, like four big expos and like three,
open
no, two,
houses
two
stuff.
Open houses.
Wow, he's a pro, y'all. He's a pro.
I think. I prefer expos for, like, you know, the choreography and the dance because, you know, you get to dance, like, longer and, like, you see a bunch of different crews and everything. So, you know, you get to also admire other people's work. Like, compared to open houses, you know, it's just
be honest. Are you judging a little? Like, are you like, he messed up?
Or almost definitely. That's why I don't like messing up, because then they're be like, ah, oh, damn, he messed up. Like on the low, I messed up on the first song. You know, we're not gonna talk about it. I made it look part of the show.
Yeah, I honestly didn't notice.
Exactly.
I didn't notice.
Exactly. So they would have not known.
And that's how we do models as well. Like, you know, whenever like we mess up or something, we make it like part of the show. So.
Yo, like I was talking about that TikTok last time. Like y'all made it part of the show.
Well, most definitely. It was awesome. I liked it. I like seeing you dance. You dance. Ooh, amazing.
Do you? Okay, that's a question for you. Do you model at open houses? Like, did you model at open houses? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, they're just smaller, and I think they're honestly better. Like, the, what is it, DFW Celebrations open houses, they're so nice because, you know everyone there who's selling and stuff, and it's like you have everything there. Like, you have the venue, the food, the DJ, you know, all of it, the dresses.
I also agree with that. Like, I feel like it's more of a, you know, person-to-person usually. I mean, relationship. You get more of a relationship with the client. Cause I know if I was a client, if I was like doing my daughter's 15, let's say, I would primarily go to open houses, you know?
Yeah.
Cause you feel more of a connection with the person. They get more time for personal time with you too.
Yeah. And the vendors we have are amazing people. You know, we're very, what is it? Family oriented. Mm-hmm. So we just carry each other a lot. And I like that. And most of all, our models, because sometimes these big events, they could be very hectic. Oh my gosh. I was running late. It was horrible, but I loved every part of it. But we are almost to an end of the show for tonight. And I will be back next Wednesday, probably with you, Gabriel, my favorite guest.
Or not. No, I'm just playing. We're going to vlog the whole experience, guys.
Yeah,
I'll hopefully.
We're going to post it on our YouTube that is supposed to be happening, Mr. Gabriel, Pro Dancer.
Sunday.
Also, y'all want to send us like name ideas, feel free to send us name ideas because we don't have a name yet. Well, for his
YouTube. Or 15s, you know. We'll go to your 15 and
we'll go to your 15, hype you up, you know, promote it a little. But yeah, if y'all have any 15s, you know, send us there. But good night, everyone. I hope y'all enjoyed this show. And we will be posting pictures about how fancy we're looking right now. Okay? So follow me on TikTok and Instagram. My TikTok is VV_VANE. My Instagram is VV_VANE at the end. Don't forget that. Gabriel, what's your Instagram?
You can find me on Instagram and on TikTok at _TX_GABRIEL.
Love the underscores. Okay, good night, everyone. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Bye-bye.